are in desperate need of donations over the Christmas New Year period, something like about 6,800 around Australia. In Tasmania, the area that is in most need is the northwest coast, and that's something we can do to help that. Tell us a bit more about it from the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood is Anne Harvey. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, Martin. Always a pleasure to have a bit of a chat about saving lives.
It is indeed. Now, I understand that because of people going away on holidays and you know, public holidays and things like that, that the opportunity to donate blood, you're looking for maybe 50 or 60 new donors to actually help you get out of a hole?
Yes, absolutely. So particularly up on the northwest coast, as you know and as we've chatted about before, people are wonderful about responding to our call-outs for donors, and that's always been the case and has certainly been the case this year as well, particularly during COVID. But this is a time of year where perhaps blood donation takes a bit of a back seat for people. So across Burnie and Devonport, but particularly in Burnie, we're looking for probably about 50 blood donors, but we're also looking for about 70 plasma donors as well.
Okay, and also in addition to new donors, you'd be looking for what you call lapsed donors, someone that haven't donated for a while for whatever reason. They may have been sick, they may have been not donating because of the pandemic and didn't want to get out and about as much. You know, they may be someone that was in the risk categories that can now donate again. So you're looking for those people to come back as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is a time of year sometimes too that people are looking for, you know, perhaps a special gift to give someone, and you know, maybe it's something that you can do for someone who perhaps is being treated for cancer, or for those patients who certainly will be in need over this critical holiday period, and that might just be the gift that you can give them, the gift of life.
Indeed, and every donation, as we know, saves three lives. It's a common mantra with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, and I'm tipping that you'll have some interesting opening hours over the period as well. I know you open on public holidays and weekends on other occasions. So what are the hours going to be like on the northwest coast over the next week and a bit?
So for Burnie and Devonport, they do have slightly different hours between the two centres. So the best thing to do is to just go to lifeblood.com.au and you can check the opening hours there, or even on Google Maps, it will show the opening hours. But it's really good to know that they will be closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and will be open on alternate Saturdays. So those Google Maps or the website are great to check. But they're also open, both centres will also be open on that public holiday Monday, the 28th. So plenty of options there for people to donate. So if they just download the Donate Blood app is a really good way of doing it, and they can check the opening hours and make their appointment at the same time.
And the good thing about it too is that if they're a first-time donor, it takes a little bit longer. You've got to fill out some paperwork and a bit of a procedure to go through. And you may have thought in the past, well, I really haven't got time to go in and do this. If you've got time off over the Christmas New Year period, you can do that at your own pace and go in and do that extra for the first donation. And then after that, it only takes 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah, it's really great. We do suggest people allow about an hour for a blood donation and about an hour and a half for plasma. It just takes a little bit longer. But it's, you know, every donor will go through that regardless of whether they're new or an experienced donor. They still go through some of the extra checks that we also have now, a temperature check and those sorts of things to keep the donor centres places of safety and wellness. But, you know, if anyone's like me and they're going to spend an hour sitting on the couch reading a book, maybe you could spend that hour at the donor centre and save some lives at the same time.
Yeah, and for anyone that hasn't done it before, as you know, I'm a regular donor, but I'm actually benched at the moment because I'm recovering from a fractured pelvis, so I can't donate again until, I think it's May, so 6 months. But there's other people that can't donate. I mean, you don't encourage pregnant women to donate if you've had recent tattoos or piercings. You can't donate. But all that's explained, as you say, on the website and on the app.
Yep, and I think the really wonderful thing to keep in mind too is that's one of our recent changes, is that if you're getting that Christmas tattoo, then you can actually donate plasma virtually straight away.
Oh, right,
as long as you've had no reaction to your tattoo and it's healing well, you can actually donate plasma straight away rather than having that 4-month wait. So if you're listening and you've had your tattoo and think you aren't able to donate, you could actually book a plasma appointment.
Well, I'm glad I spoke to you today, Anne, because otherwise it would have been the same thing over and again. You know, 3 or 4 times a year we catch up, and there's obviously something happening, always something different and something new. So that's really good, because I know, you know, there's a lot of people that probably think that they're not eligible to donate on that basis, and now have just found out they are.
And that, you know, obviously at this time of year, and, you know, with our COVID restrictions as well, then just make sure that you're well and healthy. Like I said, if you've had a tattoo, you'd be good to go for plasma. But just be well and healthy when you're coming to the donor centre. And if you do happen to feel like you've got a bit of a cold or anything, any of those symptoms, then please give us a call first and change your appointment. That's really easy to do. Otherwise, yes, come in and give the gift of life over this holiday period. We'd love to see you in Burnie and Devonport.
Well, no pun intended. Let's hope it's a bloody good Christmas then.
Exactly right, Martin. And look, you know, it is, like I said, it's so easy. You can download the Donate Blood app, which is just wonderful. You can call 131495 or just go on to that lifeblood.com.au website.
Terrific, Anne. Thanks for your time today, and always throughout the year. Like I said, we regularly catch up 3 or 4 times a year, so it's been great, and I look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Thank you so much, Martin, and I hope you heal well, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 2021.
Yeah, so far so good, actually. It's healing faster than expected. So it must be because I'm such a fit and active person. I don't know. Anyway. Good on you, Anne.
Thanks. That's good.